Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad to be with you. Folks, one of the great things I get to do every year about this time is interview President Abraham Lincoln. That's right. Abraham Lincoln is, he only appears on my show. He's the 16th president of the United States. One of the top two are maybe at the most, well, probably the top two presidents of in the history of America. And he's here with us right now. President Lincoln, welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad to be on your show. It's a great honor.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you here. Happy birthday, by the way. Your birthday's tomorrow.
Lord, I'm old. You know, there's only one good thing about being as old as I am. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
No peer pressure.
No peer pressure. And so what is this? What are we talking about? 198th birthday or something like that?
Oh, it's beyond that. 201.
Okay. Well,
so coming up on 202.
Right. Well, it's good to have you here, Mr. President. One of the things that I'd like for you to offer as for advice for my audience is something that you went through in your presidency. You plowed, as I think you would have said in those days, you plowed some new ground when you during your presidency. The country was rent asunder by the Civil War, and there were so many things that you had to do that no one had ever had to do before. You were on some uncharted territory. Small business owners often find themselves in that same kind of environment. You got any advice for them?
Well, the first advice is to begin by looking to see if there's any parallel that anyone else has gone through successfully. And that would be the first advice I'd give to a business owner, is look around. Read, find out if what you're experiencing has ever occurred before. Hmm. And if it has, try to learn lessons from it. In the case of the social and revolution and the economic revolution and technological revolution that I went through, there were not many roadmaps. In fact, there were certain decisions I had to make. When the founders of this great country, as wise as they were, gave no guidance. And so I had to often proceed without a roadmap. And so I would give, there's lots of advice, lots of things I learned, but I'd give two or three words of advice. And that is, one, you have to monitor the situation all the time. Mm-hmm. You're going to be trying different approaches. Some are going to work. Most of them won't. And so you have to monitor the situation constantly to see what works and what doesn't work so that you can quickly suspend your efforts doing what doesn't work and amplify your efforts doing what does work.
Right.
So
you
must constantly monitor the situation. This is not a time for hands-off management. It has to be hands-on management. And I always believed that during the time I passed through as president.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's another important lesson, and that is that you must communicate your vision. Don't assume that the people who follow you can see what you see. You can see a bright future. Perhaps they can't. There's a tendency when people go through a time of change to see only darkness, only what's
right.
Bad. And so you have to communicate your vision. You cannot control events often, but you can interpret them. And that's an important lesson that every leader needs to know. It's not enough to know your product, even your market. You must concentrate on communicating with those that you follow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
those that follow you, I should say.
Right. Well said, Mr. President and President Lincoln. These are words of wisdom, folks, that apply to us today, in our business at this point in our businesses, even here in the 21st century. Last thoughts, Mr. President. I know you have to go. I know it's hard for you to. I know you have to get your rest. last thought. I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, a last thought is that you should appeal to the better angels of people's nature.
I love that.
You can appeal to people's resentments, their hatreds, their prejudices, their fears, or you can appeal to what's good in them, to their willingness to sacrifice, to be good people. I don't believe a good nation can, democracy certainly can't thrive unless there's virtue amongst its people.
I love that, and that's from one of your inaugural speeches, I think.
Yes, indeed.
And I quote you on that all the time on the show, Mr. President. President Lincoln, thank you for being here. Happy birthday again. Thank you for being part of our day and part of our world, and we'll see you. We'll see you next year. You'll be back on your birthday next year. Thank you for that.
I plan to be. Thank you.
President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, find him somewhere on somebody else's program. 20 after. I'll be right back. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.